December 23rd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, you are spending many present moments now in preparation for the feast of Christmas. Much thought is given over to gift-giving, decorations, and celebrations. The best way and the most important way to prepare is to prepare your hearts. If your hearts are unprepared, then all the other preparations will not bring lasting joy. Turn your hearts inward and contemplate why the world should be celebrating. The birth of my son was miraculous, long-awaited, and world-changing. His birth was the beginning of man's reconciliation with me. His birth would impact the heart of the world forever. His presence in that humble manger would challenge intellects then and now. Celebrate the unrecognizable majesty of his birth in the manger. Rejoice in the gift of his own life, which he offered for you willingly. Join in the praise of the angels as they gathered above the manger, and still rejoice in his presence in the world today. When your hearts are prepared in this way, no ornament can match their beauty. Then I will celebrate with you." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.